Earth and Sky.
We currently take quite a bit of food out of the food system and put it over into the energy system where it ends up in our cars.
That's Joachim von Braun, Director General of the International Food Policy Research Institute, which tries to provide sustainable solutions based on science for ending global hunger. He said that in the developing world, the emerging link between the world's food and fuel economies means higher food prices and more hunger for the poor, while creating some opportunities for some farmers.
Let's not forget that most of the energy consumption in the world is by rich people, whereas food is really absolutely critical for the poorer 2 billion people.
Von Braun's computer models show that for every 1% increase in food prices, the poor spend 0.75% less on food. He said biofuels from corn, sugar, and oilseeds are driving food prices up.
The current biofuel policy is a mess in North America, in the U.S., and in Europe. It undermines the food situation of the poor in the world, whereas it is good that we have entered this sector of biofuels. With the current technology, it's not fair and it's not productive. So scale up science and go slow on the expansion with the current technology is my take-home message.
This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.